The White House Report.
When it comes to the chemical weapons attacks in Syria, President Trump has a critical decision to make. That decision is coming anywhere between the next 24 and 48 hours. President Trump had this to say in a cabinet meeting.
I'd like to begin by condemning the heinous attack on innocent Syrians with banned chemical weapons. It was an atrocious attack. It was horrible. You don't see things like that, as bad as the news is around the world. You just don't see those images. We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else. And we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours. We are very concerned when a thing like that can happen. This is about humanity. We're talking about humanity, and it can't be allowed to happen. So we'll be looking at that barbaric act and studying what's going on. We're trying to get people in there. As you know, it's been surrounded, so it's very hard to get people in because not only has it been hit, it's been surrounded. And if they're innocent, why aren't they allowing people to go in and prove? Because, as you know, they're claiming they didn't make the attack. So if it's Russia, if it's Syria, if it's Iran, if it's all of them together, we'll figure it out and we'll know the answers quite soon.
Even with the chemical weapons attack, President Trump is still looking to bring U.S. troops home from Syria after the U.S. has defeated the Islamic State caliphate. The White House press secretary contends ISIS is on the run and they've been downgraded because of the Trump administration's attacks. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Look, the president wants to bring our troops home after we complete the mission to eradicate ISIS in Syria. At the same time, he wants to make sure Assad is deterred from chemical weapons attacks on innocent civilians, signaling we want to remove our troops in no way degrades our ability to hold parties responsible.
The Trump White House is not just putting the blame on the Syrian leader, Assad, but they're also putting blame on Russia and Iran for the chemical weapons attack in Syria. Also, options are on the table. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House press secretary.
With all that's happened with Russia, with the sanctions last week, and now these strong words associating Russia with the Syrian attack, is there an expectation or a feeling that relations, diplomatic relations with Russia, with this administration, with our country, with Russia, are eroding?
We've been very tough on Russia for quite some time. I think the only people maybe that didn't understand that or see that were members of the press who continually questioned that. Now I guess people are concerned that we're being tough on Russia. I guess I'm confused on which way you want to have it. The president would like to have a good relationship, but that's going to be determined by the actions that Russia takes. And we're going to continue pushing forward.
And second question, the items on the table, beyond strikes, is there a thought or on the table regime change with Assad? And also, where does diplomacy play in this, even with the strikes and all of this that you're saying is on the table?
I'm not going to get ahead of any potential options that the president may or may not take, but I can tell you that we're reviewing a wide range and a number of different options.
Some options that are on the table at a time like this typically are regime change, as well as strikes, and also diplomacy. For updates on this story, go to AURN.com or follow me on Twitter. I'm April Ryan at AURN.com.